Hey Slugs, on today's episode, I'm conducting an interview with Dylan Thompson, one of the assistant directors of the Athletics and Recreational Department. Enjoy! I'm Seamus Thompson. I'm here with Dylan Thompson. I don't know if we're related. I don't think so, but
maybe further down the line somewhere.
Maybe, maybe far back. I'm here with Slugcast, and today we're talking about the Athletics and Rec Department. But first, who are you?
I'm Dylan. I'm one of our associate directors for athletics and recreation here at UC Santa Cruz. I oversee the recreational programming and sport operations of our department. Essentially, our recreational programming consists of adventure recreation. So if you're interested in backpacking or surf classes or overnight camping trips, that's our adventure recreation program. And then we have intramurals, which is our sport leagues that anybody can join. Make a team with your friends or try to find a team. But yeah, we offer a variety of sports leagues that you can participate in.
What kind of sports leagues in particular?
Sure. We have basketball is one of our most popular. So playing either 3v3 or 5v5 basketball. Soccer is pretty popular on campus as well. So in the nicer weather, we have outdoor 9v9, but we also provide futsal in the gym as well. So like indoor soccer. And then volleyball is really popular too. So like those are our main leagues.
Okay.
But then we also offer special events, which can consist of like pickleball or dodgeball, like just to kind of add some non-traditionals in there that make it more fun.
Does dodgeball take place on the basketball courts?
In the East Gym. Yeah. Okay. Or the Westfield House, depending on when we're able to schedule it.
Okay, sick.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of the dodgeball one at all. That's interesting.
It gets pretty popular and pretty intense too. Because in an intramural sports league or event, you get to win a t-shirt at the end if you win the whole thing.
So, I'm playing my heart out for
students,
that.
Students want the t-shirt. It's real. It's a real thing.
Is it like a one of a kind? Is it like a 2026 winter or
it says the year on it. It's okay. A different shirt every year. And so it's always cool to see students who have frequently participated in our program because they have like literally a different shirt from each year that they've participated, which is cool.
Awesome.
So
let's say I'm a student and I've not really figured out where I am. I'm new to campus.
Sure.
What should I do to get involved? Like I miss Corticopia. I'm kind of just going through classes and I want to get something, but I don't know what to do.
Totally. Yeah. I named some of the things we have, but we have more than that also too. And I only say that because what you're saying is like what our department's goals are, is like helping students find likes, interests, other like-minded individuals, find community and like interact with their peers and find something on campus outside of the academic piece. Because obviously, students that are coming here are very intelligent and trying to navigate their college experience and get a great education.
Yeah.
Our goal is to help fill in the gaps of like your time here. Like, how can we help you do all the things that I mentioned through recreation, through our athletic teams? Like, are you inspired by going and watching an athletic event and seeing our student athletes compete against other universities and like enjoying those contests as well? So in saying all that, like, yeah, if you miss Cornucopia, which it's hard to miss because it's the big event on the East Upper Field.
That is the big one.
Sometimes people do miss it, and that's okay. Our department is located on the east side of campus at the East Field House, the gym that is always really packed with people working out and all the things. We have a great staff who oversee a variety of our programs that like help students get connected and trying to find those things. Whether you want to work out in the gym or take a group exercise class or, like I said earlier, like go backpacking, like there's a variety of things to get involved in.
Yeah. For the listeners we were talking about earlier, you, had mentioned some of your colleagues you said it's the most popular, I'm sorry, you're going to have to refresh my memory.
No, you're good. Yeah. A lot of our recreational programs, unfortunately fill up really quickly. And that's great for us because there's interest in what we're doing. But like, I think a big thing that we want to do is continue to build our unique membership of people that participate so that everybody gets to say that they participated and had an opportunity to try the program. So our adventure recreation program, like I said, all the outdoor fun things that, and sometimes it's cool because our students actually who participate in these programs, maybe they haven't done a camping trip before, or they've never gone backpacking before. A lot of these things are led by students themselves. So like rec leaders who are leading these trips. And like, I think there's a comfort there when like you're interacting with a student who's helping you lead through something that you've never done before.
Definitely. Yeah. I, as someone who's taken the sailing class, if you've listened to my previous episode, you know what this is. As someone who's taking the sailing class, one of my favorite aspects they did is they brought some students or some people from the sailing club in to actually help teach the students, and I had a fantastic time with that. So, where online could I be looking to join some clubs here on campus?
Totally, yeah. So our boating program is awesome. I'm glad that you mentioned that. You get to go down to the harbor, and we have a boating director who's helping facilitate a lot of those classes. And I think the student piece is important because students run literally all the things we're doing, either from participating or actually working in our department as well. So a lot of our staff are the game officials for intramural sports, or are leading these trips, or instructors for group exercise classes. So yeah, like I think that's awesome that you get to have your peers be a part of whatever you're participating in as well. GoSlugs.com is our website. That's where you'll see our varsity athletic page, as well as our recreational programs. Under recreation is where you'll find like the sport clubs that we have affiliated with our department. Adventure Recreation has their page. Fit Life, which is group exercise, personal training. Physical education classes are something we offer as well, and you can find those on the course catalog on the UCSC website as well.
Yes, that's where I ended up finding the sailing class.
Yep.
So, now we've been talking a lot about yay fun things.
Sure,
yes, for sure.
Sure.
But who are you, Dylan Thompson? Because I have been doing some digging. It says that you were a Division III athlete at one point
for soccer.
So who are you? Who was?
Yeah, no, I'm doing some research. I can appreciate that. I'm from the East Coast originally. I played D3 soccer at Virginia Wesleyan College. I think it's now University, and they might change their name again. So navigating a little bit of identity crisis there with like my undergrad, but played soccer there. My family is a military family, so we hopped around a bit, but Virginia is like where we stayed the longest. Mm-hmm. From there, I didn't really know what I wanted to do in school. I think, which is probably tying into why I do what I do now, is like a mentorship/guidance piece. Like if I didn't have the mentors, professors that I did in undergrad, I probably wouldn't have landed where I landed. I went to grad school after that. Never thought that I would say I went to grad school, because extending education for me and money as well was a thing. So, but I got to change scenery. I went to SUNY Brockport, which is like, I got all the lake effect snow up there. It was like a blizzard up there. But it was an awesome experience. And then I worked at UPenn in Philadelphia briefly for their athletics and recreation department, working with sport clubs. I'm a big soccer guy. I told you right before this, I play beach soccer. There's a big beach soccer community in Santa Cruz, and that's been awesome for me to be a part of. And I love it out here. I think the beach town of Santa Cruz fits me a lot better than Philadelphia. No blood to any Philly fans or
no shade.
Yeah, exactly. I've just enjoyed my time in California here. I've done a lot of. I've been here 6 years, so it's been great.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. That's enough time to be settled, you feel?
I'm married.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it. I'm pretty settled. I think this department's Division III in particular, I can talk a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, of course.
UC Santa Cruz, we're a Division III institution. I say that because for me, I feel like as a Division III student athlete, the motto of Division III is, and we just keep saying Division III, it's the NCAA. Student first. So they're student athletes. So the important emphasis is that students, that piece comes first. And then the athletic piece is something that they get to be a part of, but it's the more focus on the student part. So I say that because for me as a professional, I feel like in this department, I've had the opportunity to wear a lot of hats and gain a lot of experience, like mm-hmm. working in higher education, collaborating with other departments on campus, We're now under the Division of Student Affairs and Success, so getting to work with my colleagues under DSAS and learning a lot more of like what our campus colleagues have going on and how we can be a part of it.
That's what Slugcast is under as well.
And so. See, I wouldn't be doing this podcast unless we were on DSAS. Exactly. Oh, so. Yeah. Shams, I really appreciate it. This is awesome. Happy to chat with you anytime. I think the biggest thing for me is if you're a student hearing about our apartment for the first time, like come over to the Eastfield House. My office is located on the second floor. All of our staff would love to talk with you and answer any questions that you have. And again, like the goal of our department is to kind of just help you find your community and have a better experience in your time here. Not naive to the fact that you're going to go on to do bigger and better things. And we just want to be a part of that experience.
Cool. Well, thank you so much,
yeah,
Dylan.
Of course.
Maybe we'll do an episode in the future. Maybe when the Eastfield House has grown a third story and expanded even further.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Seamus. Appreciate it.
Well, that's been this episode of Slugcast, and I hope you'll check out the Athletics and Recreation Department. I've been your host, Seamus Thompson, and until next time.
Slugcast.